Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a revival of awe, of recognizing God in a way that's above all, in a way that supersedes anything that we can think or imagine. That we would stand in awe. And each weekday we've been talking about a different aspect of the awe that we ought to have for God and the things that produce that. We've talked about God's law and the awe that ought to exist in our life because of the goodness of God's law, that He is for us. We've talked about His deeds, His power. Today we're going to focus in on an awe of God's presence. Luke 7, verse 16 says, a great prophet, or they were all filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help His people. In the context, Jesus had raised a boy to life. And the reaction of the people was one of awe. And obviously, seeing a boy raised to life is a pretty remarkable thing. But their commentary wasn't so much about the power of God, which we talked about yesterday, but it was about a realization that God had come to them. God had come to help them. You see, we can notice the power of God and the works of God. We can even notice God's laws and believe and trust that they're for our good. But there's something unique and special about knowing that God is with us. As Jesus was to be born, it was said that His name, and He had a variety of names and titles that were pronounced that belonged to Him, and one of those was Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And the people were filled with awe because God had come to help them. They really weren't clear for sure who Jesus was, other than He had to come from God. And not only did He have to come from God, He had to have been sent by God for the purpose of helping them. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll talk about in awe of God's Spirit. And these 2 days kind of tie together strongly because we live today with an awareness, or we ought to live with an awareness of God's presence because His Spirit is with us. And when we stand in awe of the presence of God, we do so because He's here to help us. Otherwise, His presence is a very fearful thing. Number one response to visits by God to people through angels, His messengers, whatever it might be, is fear. Typically, the first words we see recorded from the mouths of angels after encounters with humans is, "Fear not. Don't be afraid." Why? Well, because they're afraid. And there's always this realization and expectation, if we gaze into God's law accurately that we're in trouble. And it's the reason that Adam and Eve chose to hide from God when they realized that they had sinned. And yes, the Bible says that their eyes were open and they realized they were naked, but it wasn't so much their physical nakedness that embarrassed them before God. It was a spiritual nakedness that they had disobeyed God. And they were fearful of God's presence all of a sudden because, well, they had reason to be afraid. When we disobey, when we break the law, when we commit a crime, our natural reaction is generally to hide. At least to hide from those in authority, from those who carry the weight of consequences or punishment. And the people of Israel, the people that Jesus was encountering, were generally very familiar with the law of God. They were very familiar with the history of God's covenant with His people. That if you keep these commands and instructions and precepts, then you will be blessed. If you don't keep them, you will be cursed. And so there was always that element of fear, and there always ought to be an element of healthy fear in our approaching to God. But when we approach with repentance, when we approach with humility, when we approach with a desire to know Him and be in relationship with Him, what we discover is not a God who has come to punish us, but a God who has come to help us. That was the entire purpose of Jesus coming to earth, was to seek and to save those who were lost, which is all of us, to help us attain what we could never reach on our own. And when we look at the presence of God, we do so, we approach with fear and trembling, but also with confidence. Because we know a God who is with us. And as I mentioned, we'll talk about that more tomorrow, but He is with us today through His Spirit, through His Word. He teaches us, He corrects us, He comforts us, He encourages us, He disciplines us, He does what is needed for our good to help us. There's a vast difference between having a car with flashing lights and sirens pull up behind you when you're broken down on the side of the road needing help, than when you've just pulled over because you were driving way too fast. It may be the exact same officer in that car that's approaching yours, but when you know you're guilty, the feeling of that approach is different than when you know you need help. And when God is with us, we recognize not only that we are guilty, but we recognize we need help. And the one that overpowers is the fact that God's help is designed to remove our guilt, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we live life in awe of a God who is with us, in awe of a God who has come to help his people. And in case you lose sight of that, his people are all of us. God says his desire is that no one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. We recognize that we have that choice, that the people around us have that choice, but sometimes we kind of convey like not everybody gets that choice. And we live in awe when we not only experience God with us, not only when we experience his help, but we expand that awe when we are instruments of that help in the lives of others. Not that we're so good at it, not because we have the power to change them, but because we have the responsibility to be a messenger of Jesus. Do people stand in awe of God when they recognize his presence with them through us? When they recognize God has come to help them through us? Today, as we pray, the question is, do I recognize with such awe the help that I need? You see, the people were filled with awe because they knew they were in need of help. God is with us and he's come to help us, and we ought to be in such awe that we tell everybody. Do you realize not only how much God has come to help you, but how much you need that help? If so, you'll probably live in an awe that is above all else. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know the forgiveness of our sins. Your love has given us Jesus, the one who paid the penalty for that sin, who was crucified, was buried, who rose again on that third day so that we could be set free. And so, God, today I pray that you would help us to consistently remember that you have come to help us, that your presence through your Spirit, your presence through your Word, your presence through your children, it's designed to be a help. And Father, may we not only be in awe of your presence, of your desire to help us, but may we amplify that awe as we be those instruments of help to others. That Father, as we live life, as we encounter people that are in need, it may be in need physically, emotionally, spiritually. It may be in need in ways that we don't fully understand. But may those encounters that we have with people lead them to be in awe of a God who has come to help them. May we faithfully carry the word accurately. May we not exclude those that we don't like, or those that are different from us, or those that we think are unworthy. May the people around us today know that we represent a God who has come to help. May they know that there's a God present that lives with us. May they know that because they see it from us, they hear it from us, they experience it. And Father, as we experience your help every day, may we be more faithful than ever before in giving you the credit for being a God who is with us, for being a God who has come to help. And Father, as we grow in awe, may we lift up Jesus as the one who does help, as the one who, the only one who can help our greatest need. And Father, as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.